Onondaga County is on firm fiscal footing, according to County Executive Joni Mahoney. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, Mahoney offered up a budget to the county legislature that features spending cuts and a slight decrease in tax rates.
Mahoney says there are a couple of reasons for the slimmer spending plan.
This year, with Van Dyne being transferred to a private entity while still maintaining its safety net function, provides a lot of relief for taxpayers. And as I just said, for the first time that I can remember ever, the cost of state mandates is coming down.
State and federal mandates still take up the bulk of the budget, amounting to $171 million. Federal Medicaid costs, for example, eat up a quarter of the spending. On the revenue side of things, Mahoney noted the budget is becoming more dependent on sales tax revenue, which is good when the economy is robust, but which can ultimately be unreliable.
We're cognizant of our reliance on sales tax. I think we're in a pretty healthy position right now, but the last several years, the result with the adopted budget has been a reduction of that levy, and I think we are getting into precarious territory if we continue to try to lower it.
That's why Mahoney asked lawmakers to put any spending savings they find into paying off debt, rather than lowering the tax levy even more. Lawmakers begin a review of the spending plan before voting on it October 8th. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.